Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. FAA suspected unapproved parts program, alarming or comforting? The FAA website states that it is committed to discovering and removing suspected unapproved parts, SUP. The agency provides extensive guidance on how suppliers and maintenance facilities can prevent them from being installed. The FAA confirms that it thoroughly investigates every SUP report, and if it determines a part is unapproved, it notifies aircraft owners, operators, manufacturers, maintenance organizations, parts suppliers, and distributors. Anyone may submit an SUP report to the FAA hotline. To submit a report, one may call via the FAA hotline at 800-255-1111 or 866-835-1111. 5322, or mail a hard copy report to the FAA in Washington, D.C., or complete a FAA Form 8120-11 report online. The traveling public depends on those who work in the manufacturing and repair/maintenance industries of aviation, as they are the eyes and ears of the public safety when it comes to the reporting of suspected unapproved parts. While most people do not see themselves in the role of a whistleblower, when human safety is in the picture, there should be no fear of reprimand, and the FAA has assured this as a viable means of reporting as it may be done anonymously. An FAA investigation spanning from May 1973 to April 1996 found that unapproved parts were implicated in 174 aircraft accidents and minor incidents, resulting in 39 injuries and 17 fatalities. Ongoing case of AOG Technics. In 2023, AOG Technics headquartered in London was supplying parts for CFM56 engines that power countless commercial aircraft. It was revealed that the parts being supplied were unapproved and counterfeit and additionally passed through the process via falsified documents. These parts were used in the best-selling jet engine in the world, the CFM56, which is used in commercial aircraft including the Airbus A320 and Boeing 737. To give an example of how far-reaching that is, this popular engine is responsible for an aircraft takeoff every 2 seconds around the globe. There were 126 airplanes grounded around the world due to this scandal. AOG Technics founder. To date, the founder of AOG Technics, José Alejandro Zamora Urrala, age 35, has been arrested for the alleged SUPs that filtered their way into jet planes around the globe. All the major airlines in the United States were affected by this. Despite the allegations and his arrest by the UK Serious Fraud Office, the same things as the FBI in America, which is in the midst of conducting a probe into the potential criminal scandal, the FAA issued a statement in December 2023 that, based on the parts investigated to date, the airworthiness concern is not an unsafe condition that would warrant airworthiness directive for AOG Technics parts. At that time, the FAA said the investigation was ongoing and that this assessment could change in the future. Santa Militia, image courtesy of SoundCloud. Prior to Urrala founding AOG Technics in the UK in 2015, he began performing in 2005 under the name of Santa Militia as a techno DJ and music producer in Caracas, Venezuela, then relocated in 2010 to the UK where he continued to perform there as well as in Italy and Spain. It has been revealed that AOG Technics paid for a mailing box address at the cost of $150 a month, in order to sustain the image of having a prestigious address near Buckingham Palace despite the fact that there was no office at that location. Urrala is described as mostly working from home. As of this writing, Urrala has still not made any official statement or commented about the allegations or his arrest. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.